But they're a couple of Brooklyn boys. So this Italian who feels a little out of water sometimes up here at the spas got a little taste of home here. Anthony Bonomo, Vinny Viola, Brooklyn boys, and St. Elias, respectively. Guys, thanks for joining me this morning.
Pleasure to be here, man.
It's great. They travel in pairs. It was only supposed to be Anthony. Anthony shows up with Vinny, his son Anthony. Richie Migliori was driving around. The only thing missing here is a box of cannolis.
We had those already.
You find them up here?
You know what? There is a good pastry shop up here, Bell and Appley. Really good.
All right.
But I'm trying to. Vinny's got me on a diet, so I got to really watch what I'm doing.
A half a sandwich diet? What kind of diet is it?
No, controlled diet.
Well, he's a Kentucky Derby winning owner now. He's got to. We got to watch all our bonds. We interrupted you when we first came on the air. You said you were reliving the moment as little. You don't have headphones on. Anthony does, but we were playing the Always Dreaming rejoin for the Kentucky Derby win, and you were actually reliving the moment. All right, we're having a problem with your mic for some reason.
I'll give Vinny mine because he should. What we do a lot is Vinny and I, knowing each other for such a long time, we'll be riding together at something, and what pops up is, and Vinny does this more than I do, is say, "What are you thinking about?" And most times, what I'm thinking about, he's thinking about, which is kind of weird. But we have a lot of fun with that, you know?
So he caught me daydreaming about when he crossed the finish line. I don't know if you guys could hear that. But.
Yeah, it was. You know what? It's a special moment. It's a special moment today. It was a special moment then. We've had a lot of fun, a lot of special moments. And, you know, to do it together, the friendship we've had over the years, it's. It doesn't get old. It doesn't get old. But, you know, today's another great race day, right? And hopefully Dreamin' will run like he's run before. And then after that, I'm sure we'll celebrate with a cup of black coffee or, you know, something like that.
How is he coming into the race? And how are you guys feeling about his chances today? You know, obviously disappointing in the Preakness, decide not to go on to the Belmont Stakes. Todd's one of the best at getting a horse ready for a pinpointed target. And, you know, your New York guys, I'm sure that the Jim Dandy and Travers were the focal point, not a race like the Haskell. How's he coming into this race today?
I think he's been training superb. He looks great. You know, Todd gets his horses ready. I think he looked great this morning. Vinny and I watched him get his new shoes for the race today. So I think, you know, look, you race, you win, you lose, things happen. But, you know, I think his form is great. I think he looks good. I think he's prepared. You know, the jocks, this is a jocks race today, I think. You know, being a small field, sometimes people think a small field is great. And I particularly think it's good, but you got very little room for error in a very small field. So, you know, I think we like where we are, and, you know, hopefully he will.
Talking with Anthony Bonomo, one of the owners of Kentucky Derby winner, Always Dreaming. We're going to hand the mic off to Vinny Viola in just a couple of minutes. Saw you down at the Preakness when things were over. Saw you the night before, saw you the night after.
Mm-hmm.
A testament to your character, there was not much of a change in your demeanor. I'm assuming that's because they can never take that Kentucky Derby away from you.
You know, you got to realize where you are. I mean, we just won the Kentucky Derby. Of course, coming off that win, your hopes are you win all three. But you know how hard it is. I was telling Vinny this morning, I didn't realize how tough it is and how much those horses that win all three, how tough a job it is. But, you know, we had high hopes going into the races. Then, you know, of course, I got to say, of course you're a little disappointed because you want to win. Nobody's in his business to come in second. But then you realize what you've accomplished and that it's not over. You know, the great thing about horse racing is your record doesn't matter that much. It's what you've done the race before. So, you know, him having, you know, he ran a tremendous Florida Derby. He ran a tremendous Kentucky Derby. I just think the 2 weeks wasn't enough for him to recover. And you know, the Preakness, I mean, he ran faster the first 6 furlongs in that race than he did in the Kentucky Derby because he was on a lead. Same times, but a different, you know, he was in the front. So, but, you know, how, of course, your emotion, we're winners. I mean, we come from Brooklyn. You want to win in skateboarding. You want to win in, what was that game, Vinny? Skelzy. You know, any game you play in the street, you don't want to come in second. It's about your pride.
Stickball.
Yeah, everything. You know, we're great friends, but I wanted to beat him every moment that we played something and vice versa. But when the game was over, you know, we went and eat a sandwich or whatever. So I think it's a natural thing to be a little disappointed. I felt bad for the horse. I really felt bad for the horse because of how hard he'd been running and what he'd been doing for him to lose. And, you know, a lot of people think he, you know, he ran eighth. He was bad. Johnny knew coming around the turn that he didn't have it. And credit to Johnny. Yeah, you could bang him and whip him and try and get third or fourth. But Johnny took hold of him. So I don't look at where he finished as an indication of what he did.
You save him for another day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these things are so precious. And you have to, you know, be smart enough to say if it's not there, it's not there. You wrap them up and you go on. So, you know, we're hopeful today. Are we thinking about second place? Absolutely not. But, you know, we're going to hope the horse does what he does. Johnny does what he does. And good fortune comes our way and we're on top.
All right. Well, Ann, thank you very much for coming by. Mr. Viola, Anthony talking about the short field. And how sometimes, you know, the short fields could be a little trickier than the bigger fields.
Yeah.
You got a horse in there today in Pavel who just has a maiden win at California Speeds coming over. He was very fast in his debut. Would you mind having a little bit of a target today? Is that the game plan?
Well, I think that's probably our preferred
setup, right? I don't think Doug O'Neill shipped across the country, so this horse will learn how to rate today. I think that's our preferred setup. I think he is the speed. He's going to run to form, and it gives us a target. And to me, it feels a little bit like the Florida Derby. Anthony and I were talking about that, and the horse. Of course, at the end of it, Johnny's probably got the softest hands, and he knows this horse better than anybody. So pace is going to dictate it. The target will be, I think, our preferred setup, and the horse has just got to do what he loves to do, and he does love what he does. Anthony and I were talking about how this horse is just a stone cold athlete, and he loves what he does. So he's back.
When
looks like he's back.
Got to have a little confidence when you have the winningest rider in the history of the Oval on your horse as well.
Phenomenal athlete, John Velasquez. Is just a. He's a Hall of Fame athlete, and we're very blessed to have him.
So, a couple of Brooklyn guys go to the racetrack when you're kids.
Yep.
Pals for a million years.
Right?
Yeah. Brooklyn and Queens, we don't count years. It's just a million years, right?
It's
everything's
life.
A million.
It's a lifetime.
It's a lifetime, right?
You don't have to see each other for 5 years, 10 years. It's like you walked around the block 5 minutes ago and you were dreaming together. Again, the name of the horse, but so it's. Just the way we were raised, it's a very interesting, particular, I don't want to get, it's an interesting sociology, an interesting culture we were talking about today.
With all the other big moments you've been involved with in sports, Florida Panthers, what's winning Derby?
Nothing like this. To win it with your pal, nothing like it. It's all the fantasies and the dreams and the almost imaginations as a kid. I mean, you think about it, right? You grow up in this neighborhood where everyone really does know everyone. You're taught all of the right values and principles to live by the time you're a very, very young age, and some people choose to abide by them and some don't. And the people that choose to abide by them, I think, collect around each other, and what do? You imagine doing great things, especially when we grew up. Sports were just really being introduced to mass media and culture, and television sports. They were partly our parents. How many nights did we watch baseball games and Saturday races and NFL Sundays. And the whole system was built, the whole experience of our life was school, our family, the church, and our sports. And for us, our sports were on the street. Anthony tells a story about a gentleman who taught him how to pitch. Anthony became a Division I-A baseball pitcher at St. John's because of a gentleman named Joe Otati, who lived across the street from me. And it was that kind of a village experience. So what does it mean? It means everything you ever believed in about good and hope and you put your faith in, it can happen. Stay positive, abide by the rules, and it works for you. And we're two examples. And anything's possible. We never thought we'd win the Kentucky Derby. But we felt we could win the Kentucky Derby. I don't think it's impacted our lives other than to be more thankful and more contrite and really honestly more thankful. I think we appreciate everything in our lives a little bit more because of this horse.
Well, speaking as a kid from New York City, we've all stood up at the manhole cover.
Yeah, exactly.
And we were Gary Carter.
Exactly.
You guys were
exactly.
Willie Mays.
Bobby
Mantle.
Mercer, Mickey Mantle.
Right.
Anthony was a Met fan. Well, here's the other thing, too.
I knew I liked him.
Yeah, no. But here's the other thing, too. I don't think people realize this. You know, when we were kids, we couldn't afford, I don't want to sound improper, but we couldn't afford to buy a 25-cent Pensy Pinky or Spalding. We only could afford the 10-cent balls, and they didn't bounce as high. So what we would do is we'd bend hangers, walk around the neighborhood, and drop those hangers into the sewers. And they weren't so clean back then. And we'd fish for the Pensy Pinkies that the kids that could afford them, they weren't many, but wouldn't go down the sewers like we did for them, or climb the roofs to find these balls that were hit over the roofs playing stickball. And obviously those were the best days of our lives because you'd spend half the day, we'd say, let's go look for balls. People don't know what that means unless you've actually went to look for balls in the sewers with your hangers bent into fish hooks and climbing roofs and finding them on top of roofs. So those are just fantastic memories. And by the way, they come in later in life if you choose to be an infantryman because all those skills, they apply when you're an infantry soldier in the Army. So,
well, go find a Jim Dandy and maybe a three-year-old championship.
Well, thank you, Anthony. Thanks for having us.
All right, thank you guys for coming by so much. This was a great visit. Hopefully we're doing this again in 4 weeks come Travis time.
Big day. Thanks, pal.
All right.
Thank you, Anthony.
Vinny Viola,
right.
Anthony Bonomo, owners of Kentucky Derby winner and Morning Line favorite for today's Jim Dandy, always dreaming.